This is part of the introduction to Nothing Much Happens, Calming Stories to Soothe Your Mind and Help You Sleep by Catherine Nicolai, read by Kate at the next chapter. We can reclaim easy sleep and all the benefits and goodness that come along with it. It'll take a little practice and the discipline to set a routine in place, but I promise before long you'll be getting to sleep faster and staying asleep longer than you have since you were a kid. You'll wake up feeling rested and relaxed, and you might even find that these stories plant a few extra seeds of mindfulness in your waking life as well. Bonus. Sleeping is a modern superpower. Stories are old magic. One of my earliest memories is of lying in bed and telling myself a story to fall asleep. I was probably 4 years old and I still remember the story, a rags-to-riches tale with suspense and the sort of twists of fate that were part of the fairy tales my parents read to me. It had a happy, satisfying ending, and no matter how many times I told it, it worked to settle me before bed. Whether I was using my own imagination to piece together a plot by moonlight or my parents sat on the edge of my bed reading someone else's tale, I naturally gravitated to the time-honoured tradition of telling a story to prepare for sleep. The truth is, I've never stopped telling myself stories when I climb into bed at the end of the day. And though they've evolved to feature fewer pirate ships and dastardly villains and more simmering pots of soup and sleeping dogs, they still work just as well. We tell stories before bed for a good reason. Stories help us make sense of things, they can point us in a useful direction and give us a way to step out of the present and into a new place and time. They offer new perspectives and new ways of imagining our lives and the lives of others. And when they're told in a certain way, they can help us calm down.